Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dr. Joshua and Malin Vidding met during a mission in Asia. How do you like that? Doing mission work in Asia. This couple meets. Malin helped an underground church in a communist country. Joshua was on his way to a mission trip in Africa with JCCY's Paradise Global Mission when he stopped in Asia for his first and only date with Malin. You know, God's timing. Though out of the ordinary is perfect. Your circumstance today may be unusual. It may be unexpected. But my friend, God is there. And he has a purpose for it. And that's why we pause to remind you, even at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life program is that, yes, in the unexpected moments, unusual times in our lives, when we wonder if there is a purpose, we can know for sure because, well, that's why Jesus came. God loves us so much, he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and today, the living Christ calls you in the quagmire of confusion to give you purpose, to give you a reason to live. Would you put your trust in Christ? Oh, it is our hope that you would. Malin Vidding was born and raised in Manila, Philippines. Joshua was born and raised on the Waianae Coast. He graduated from Iolani School, the University of Hawaii. He got his master's in public health from University of New South Wales in Sydney, and his medical degree from John A. Burns School of Medicine. They now live in Hawaii with two girls, Hosanna and Hannah, and one on the way. Malin substitute teaches part-time, and Dr. Josh works as a psychiatrist for the U.S. government. Dr. Joshua Malin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Malin, what do you miss most about growing up in the Philippines?
Well, basically all my relatives and family are in the Philippines. So I miss my family. Also my friends in church. I grew up in a Victory Christian Fellowship since I was a college, first year college, until I moved to Hawaii. So I miss all my church friends.
How big is Victory Church?
Victory is
probably about 80,000 at this 80, point, over 120 services each week.
120 services
at
each
least.
Week.
Yes.
Wow. and but you were there early on in its development. How long has Victory Church with Steve Merrill, senior pastor, how long has the church been in existence?
So they started in 1984, and I was there in 1989.
When the miracle in
the thriller.
The thriller in Manila.
Yeah. Yes, I was there 1989 when I was in first year college, okay. And then till I graduated, and then got a job, several jobs, and eventually worked for a senior pastor who used to. When I worked there, they were only like 2,000 people. Now they're like 9,000, 10,000.
Yeah. How do you like that? We have 120 services on the weekends.
Glad I'm not leading worship.
What about growing up on the Waianae Coast, Josh?
What do I miss about the Waianae Coast? I think after traveling so much, I looked at my 10-year passport and been in over 130 countries in just 10 years, and I think probably the beautiful coastline, just the beauty of the beaches. But I realized also the people. I think just the beauty of the people. And I think many childhood memories of just having fun being there. But also very important lessons learned that still apply to what I do today as well. But I think the scenery and the people are the two things I miss about the Waianae Coast area.
Malin, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, my parents weren't Christians then, so it was really my oldest sister. So she became a Christian back in college when I was in third year high school. So pretty much she influenced me with everything.
Yeah. How did you become a Christian?
Used to be they pass out tracts in this University of the Philippines where my sister became a Christian, and she would leave it in our room and randomly. It's actually the Four Spiritual Laws. And randomly, I just read it, and I cried at the end of the gospel tract, and I knew I received the Lord. So the following day, I joined her to church. Yeah.
That was the beginning.
Yes.
Josh, how about you? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think originally it was probably my parents going to church every Sunday. In fact, there's some I didn't want to be at church. I remember Sunday night having to go to church again and missing The Simpsons on TV. But now I appreciate just their faithfulness. Then later on in college, there were some key people, a guy by the name of Aaron Courtenay, that worked with a campus ministry that was just extreme. And also a guy I'm still also talk with quite a bit, Tyson Lam, who now teaches at Campbell High School. Mm-hmm. Those guys were some very influential in terms of...
In what way was Aaron and Tyson influential?
Yeah, I think just hanging out and it really to do with culture, about in my age of being in college, of how to live it out fully for Jesus. I think that was just very profound. I grew up in a community church, so you see families, and then you also see a lot of adolescents kind of stray away, especially in college. But it was just an anomaly to me to see guys fully living it out, loving Jesus and sharing about it happily to their friends and seeing changes in their lives. I think a key thing that happened actually in college was I ended up doing a research period at Yale University one summer and met several doctors, and what bothered me a little bit was they had great professional careers, but their personal career was a wreck. And that was very concerning. You know, here I'm working hard in college. And here at UH, I just meet these men that were just very happy, despite, you know, whatever the circumstance was. They weren't making much money, but they just enjoyed what they were doing and sharing Jesus. And I think that was, I saw something in them that I knew I needed. And so that's where I developed a friendship, and that's why I ended up going into campus ministry for a period of time after college.
Campus ministry. You've both been involved with campus ministry. Josh, you gave a little bit of what drew you in. Malin, how about you?
During my college days, I was pretty much involved in a small group in UST. It's University of Santo Tomas in the Philippines. And back then, that's where the first Church of Victory started. So it's in the university belt. And I've met some radical students who just got saved months ago. And here they are, so radical for Jesus. And then I realized, wait, I want to be part of that. And yeah, so every day, 12 to 1, we do prayer in the university. And I think that kind of drew me into, you know, reaching out to students as well. And I realized, I think when I become a grandmother, I would still help with the youth. Yeah.
Well, you know, it keeps a vivacity to life that you have. You're still, Josh, you're still working with young people. Mm-hmm. You're still involved. Aaron and Tyson, you mentioned those two names. I know them. And I feel like we need more, Well, I wonder, do you think? Do you think we need more young leaders who are reaching out like that today?
Yeah, definitely. As long as I think I really take credit for those who have stepped, who are a little older than me, who have stepped in and just made a commitment. Okay, I want to help my, you know, some other people in their walk with God. And I'm reminded with what Pastor Steve would always tell us, as long as you're just a chapter ahead, you're okay. You can lead someone to Christ.
I like so. That. That's a quotable. Yeah. That is a quotable. Now, Josh, you're working as a psychiatrist now with the U.S. government. Post-traumatic stress disorder is really a major, major subject today. Soldiers coming back from war. What have you found as, you know, the great causes of it, but even healing? How does someone heal from that? Is it possible to heal?
Mm. Yeah, so, you know, just the topic of post-traumatic stress and you know, God, why am I here? Why this moment? There's definitely a need. We've gone through two very large wars, very long wars as well. And I've learned a lot about myself where, you know, God, why did I grow up in Waianae? And although I went to high school at Iolani, elementary school and intermediate, it was in Waianae. And I look back now and only now realize that so many kids I grew up with were going through a lot of trauma at home. And then you wonder, you know, is there really any hope for it? And yes, there is. There's many avenues of treatment, from the biological to the psychological, the social, and especially the spiritual aspect of it. I find, just from what I do, that people that have a very good social support, especially a spiritual support, I find that people that are part of not only a church, but actually part of a small group, they may be going through the worst things that I could even think of, or not even myself want to be going through, but yet their attitude, their outlook on life is put beyond what I could understand, beyond any pill that I could give, that some pill may help them, but having that social but and also especially spiritual support, there is such a greater benefit that they have in terms of being able to deal with the experiences they've gone through, being able to process it with other people as well. And that's something I'm very appreciative for. I know there's a lot of people that help in churches or maybe run small groups, or they kind of wonder, you know, is there really any benefit to what I'm doing? And yes, there is. And I'd just like to encourage a lot of people that, you know, even considering being a part of a small group, or even lead one, that to keep on doing what you're doing. And if you could only see what I see and see the hurt, but also see the hope that happens when people are a part of a small group, then I think you'd just be so much more encouraged to keep on doing what you're doing as a small group leader.
A word of encouragement from Dr. Joshua Vitting, psychiatrist for the U.S. government. Yes, he has seen things. He knows things. And I've been a part of lives, lives of our servicemen and women who have gone above and beyond and made great sacrifices. And not only that, families as well, families that have been a part. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this very important matter. Of course, we're in many respects scratching the surface. But if there is a small group in your church, you may be a serviceman, servicewoman. You may not, but you may be going through some trauma in your own life. A small group in your church could be God's answer to facilitating the healing in your life, because He loves you, He cares. We'll be back with more from Dr. Joshua and Malin Vitting. Stay with us, we'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club, Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So, just think about this. Someone is in trouble. In trouble within themselves. They're stirred. They know something is wrong. But they feel stuck. They can't reach out for help because if they do, it will peg them in such a way that would, at least in their mind, push them on the side and they will no longer be qualified to do what they're supposed to do. So they're in a catch-22. What do? I need help, but I can't get help. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm not going to leave you hanging on that without any help. That's why I've got Dr. Joshua and Malin Vitting in studio today. Find out more about our program. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, get more resources there, and get this podcast for free. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. What about that? You're a psychiatrist with the U.S. government. You can speak maybe from that standpoint or even in broader terms about people who know they need help, but for whatever reason, they can't, at least in their mind, feel they can reach out for the help they need.
Yeah, so, you know, just looking at my experience where I did campus ministry for about 3 years, and that aspect, you know, you're running after people, you know, and some people are scared of you, think you're weird. And that's partly what got me into psychiatry, or it reminded me of doing ministry, just hearing people's story. But in psychiatry, it turns where sometimes people are forced to come to, you know, brought in by cops or police officers because of some safety concerns. And sometimes people are scared because they think, you know, is my career going to be ending because of what I'm brought here for? And I think what I've learned was that we all hit some type of tragedy in our life. It's not if, but when, you know, it's going to happen. And many times the safest thing is to be actually proactive about it, to realize, you know, I'm going to hit tragedy in my life. How do I prepare for that? Or how do I prepare for the period where I think I need to get help, but I feel like I can't? And this is what I even do for myself, is that I'm a part of a small group. We meet every Thursday. It's led by the guy by the name of Billy Lyle. It's in YPO, McDonald's. So that's my shout out for Billy Lyle and his small group.
But, Pastor Billy.
And even for my own sanity, you know, just for my own job of the stories I hear, the things I have to walk with people through, just the difficulties that they've gone through. I'm a part of a small group where I can just process things that I'm going through, and many times the safest place to process our past or even the things that we're about to go through will be in a church, in a small group setting. And that's what I find to be, you know, a very safe place for people to be proactive or even just be ready to for what life may bring to them.
Two words come to mind: shame and fear. When it comes to a situation like this.
Yeah.
Because when you talk about seeing a psychologist or a psychiatrist, by the way, how would you differentiate the two?
It's a very, very good question. So when you look through the training, usually a psychologist, they go through, get a college and a graduate degree. Then later they'll do a PhD or do a PsyD, and it could be in general behavior health, human behavior. And sometimes they can focus either on research or maybe do more clinical therapy. Versus a psychiatrist, which is my background, is you go through you do your college degree, then you do a four-year medical degree, and then you do another about a four-year training in psychiatry as well. And you specifically look at abnormal human behavior. And you mentioned the part about, you know, shame and guilt, and what something that I've learned just from working in behavioral health, that about 50% of people, you know, to some degree, will be that meet criteria for some type of diagnosis, but yet so much of us walk around with the shame and concern. What if, you know, am I the only one dealing with this? And I think that's the beauty of a church and a small group, is that it should be a safe place to process those things, to share those things, and realize you're not alone. You're not the only one that may have gone through that, or may be struggling with this type of substance or this relationship issue. And you realize you're not alone. And history, you know, going through the Bible reveals so much of those struggles and how God is there to love us in those times.
Someone gets an illness, you get a flu. You go to the doctor willingly because he's going to give you medicine, antibiotics if needed, and over the course of time you get better. But somehow, Dr. Josh, when it comes to the mental and emotional part, it's not the same. We don't react the same way, but logically we would think, well, if I've got the psychological flu, mm-hmm. or I have an emotional illness, mm-hmm. I should go and find out help. It's still pray.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the Lord for mm-hmm. His healing touch, mm-hmm. and He may heal me right there. Mm-hmm. But He may also heal me through the brilliant minds that He has kissed certain people with, yeah. to earn their training and their degrees, mm-hmm. in positions, but facilitate healing nonetheless.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I remember, Danny, you shared your story once about how you were, after your fall, going through college, you started some medication to help with depression, and I've even used your story sometimes with talking with patients, you know, that may know you from the radio, and realize and sharing your story, and it kind of helps them realize, you know, God gives us different avenues for healing. You know, there's prayer, which is, you know, so powerful, but God also gives, you know, different means for us to, you know, to be healed.
We could say someone today is in that place where they're maybe they never thought they would, well, certainly ever be in a position to even be interested in this topic, mm-hmm. but now they're in it. But then they were stopped because it could be pride. Shame and pride is connected too, right? Yeah. I don't want anybody to think I'm weak or I cannot handle myself or my family or my situation. And yet they're pushed to the limits. They might feel on the verge of insanity. Mm-hmm. And you and us, Malin, we're just talking. Maybe in a way we're sort of whispering to them, it's okay. It's okay. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. Other people have gone through what you go through, and you'll soon find out. And even in that, there is at least a tinge of comfort and hope, mm-hmm. and healing that begins to take place. I'm so grateful you've been involved in ministry. Malin, what? Thailand, Cambodia, India, you know, and you don't do the easy stuff too. You go underground and you start planting churches, even in communist environment, or it can be very hostile. What has your experience been in going into hot areas, quote unquote, hot areas, to do the work of the Lord?
I guess I'm the crazy one to really go to missions, but I think because
don't worry, you're in good hands.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Dr. Joskin.
She thinks I'm a crazy too, boss.
He's as crazy as me too, but
it's good to be a little edgy there as yep. a believer. You know, it keeps the devil on his toes.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
But honestly, people think I'm crazy. Like, why go there? I was single. I should find a husband instead of going to the mission field. But then I realized, well, I only have one life to live. Whether I get imprisoned or whatever happens to me, I know God will take care of me. And I remember one pastor told me the best place to be in is in the center of God's will. Because you can be easily hit by a car, you know, in your homeland.
Right across the street, right out here.
Exactly, but if you're not in the will of God, well, that will happen. So for all those years that I've been in those hot countries, I really felt the protection of God. And I knew that I'm in the center of God's will. So
there you are as a missionary. All missionaries, they need support. Yeah. They need to write letters or send emails and talk to people, go on, just to share the vision of what God called them to do. It's a very unique and special calling. But you need support. And I think there's a unique connection here with Dr. Josh and Malin Vitting when it comes to support. And when we come back... They're already laughing about it. You're going to hear why they're giggling. I talked about it earlier. God brings people together in very unusual ways. And maybe in some instances like that, because he's going to put them in positions that are not only unusual, but are going to have a tremendous impact. The Lord, when he strategizes, he doesn't always engage, even spiritually, straight on. You know, the devil has his schemes, but God is always a chapter ahead, always way ahead. He's seeing so much further in your life too. Dr. Josh and Malin Vitting, more with them when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Do you like love stories? You know, love stories aren't always the way that you see them in the movies. Well, actually, these kinds of love stories, the ones that are very out there, out of the ordinary, unexpected, those are the ones that actually eventually do become movies. But what about going somewhere? Of course, as a woman, your heart is to be married in this case, but you're going away from where you think you should be going, or at least other people think you should be going, where you could have a better chance of getting a husband. But you go because you feel God is leading you elsewhere. Well, I'm talking a little bit, just giving you a glimpse of what Malin Vitting did in her life of faith. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. You're in for a real treat. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, you can do so for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can also check out goodlifeslice.com and hear our national program that airs across the country every day, goodlifeslice.com. Malin, tell us about why you went to an even further place, and what were you going through at that time in your life?
I'm the typical single woman who still desires to get married, but apparently there's no one. But I knew that one day God will provide. But, you know, instead of sitting around doing nothing, I'd rather serve the Lord. So when this opportunity to Thailand came, I told my boss, who's the pastor, I said, "Pastor Ferdy, I think it's time for me to go to missions." And at first he goes, "Really?" And anyway, I went to School of World Missions. So I went to a 10-month study while working for him. So that worked out well. And he said, "Okay, I think it's time." And at that time, I went through heartbrokenness and thinking that this guy liked me, but eventually, you know, it didn't work out. And so even one of my missionary friends in the Philippines would tell me, "You want to go home? Maybe this is the time for you to just go home." And when I was in Thailand, and then I said, "Well, I don't want to be one of those brokenhearted missionaries, so I'm going to go do this." And then an opportunity for this communist country came, and I said, "Well, what do I have to lose? Nothing. I have God with me." So I went further, which is very restricted country. In fact, I couldn't say the country. But in all those times, I knew that God knows that I need a husband, but he wants me. Oh, I remember my friend saying, make God happy, he'll make you happier. Oh, so I made God, I made God happy.
But also even in the, but you received word from a family member that was thinking logically.
Yes, that she was saying, what are you doing going to further, you know, countries that are small in population, not even Christian? How will you find a husband there? Why don't you just go home? And, you know, maybe there's someone in church in the Philippines. But then I said, no, that's not my faith. I think God wants me to do something here. And then I know he'll provide. I knew that it was going to be, you know, it will take a miracle. Plus, I'm in my mid-30s. And I realized, okay, time is not, you know, backing me up. But then I just did what God told me to do.
Tell us about the miracle.
Should I jump in?
Yeah.
So that was around 2007, 2008. And I was actually in finishing up the first years of medical school. I get a call from Malin. She calls me from Asia. And it was around Thanksgiving. I still remember I was walking through the Walmart near Ala Moana.
Okay. And you were one of her supporters.
And I was
right?
one of her financial supporters. And, you know, I kind of thought, is she hitting on me or what's going on? I guess I later found out she's just calling me just to say thank you for your support. So we started talking over over Skype, over the internet, and I guess we kept on talking. And by that point, I had finished my first years of medical school. I'd just finished taking my first step one board exam, and actually about to head to Africa. You know, I look back that I was going to probably one of the more unsafer parts of Africa itself, which was in the northern Uganda mm-hmm. area. In fact, I remember landing in Uganda, and over 30 years ago, they had one of the greatest special forces moves with Israel taking over a plane. But in that same airport, it's just us, a UN plane, and a plane for parts, and so that's where I was heading to. But
and you knew that was a very tenuous area.
Maybe, you know,
because even with the group, there were some real sketchy things on
the plane, and I started talking to reporters that looked at me crazy, just saying, you know, okay, you're going to Uganda, but you're going to the northern part of Uganda, and that's where it gave me a part to share my faith. But yeah, not until I went to that northern part, and the only other cars around there is the United Nations cars, and you, then you realize, yeah, you're in a pretty hot spot, and that was actually a part that later on would lead me and be another encouragement to join the U.S. government in terms of the work that I do now. But at that time, on my way to Africa, I stopped in and went on our first date. But the thing that drove me was just what I read in Proverbs 31, where it says, you know, woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I thought, well, if Malena is here running an underground church, I don't, if this isn't fear, I don't know what fear is. So we went on our first date, and I guess we decided to get married, and I guess we're, you know, that was kind of history from now. And one neat thing is that my parents only met Malin about a week before we actually got married. So my parents flew to Manila, said, Mom, Dad, this is who I'm going to marry. They said, okay, this is great. And so we got married all within about a 7-month period. So
the date, was it the first and only date?
It was pretty much the first date.
Yeah, we were communicating through Skype. Actually, okay. I knew that he liked me when he, because I said, do you have Skype? He said, no, but I can have one. And so that was also a challenge because, you know, in the country where I was, it's dial up, you know, we'd get disconnected every 5 minutes. And plus, you know, him, American, coming to that country is already he's already stalked.
Yeah. In fact, one funny is on our date when I visited her, they also had a college outreach there in that country, and somebody borrowed our helmets. So I still remember we went on a moped without helmets and we got pulled over by the police there. And so my wife says, so here's a missionary, my future wife, training me how to pay off the cop. So she tells me, honey, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to, because you're a foreigner, we're going to have to pay the expensive fee. So I said, oh boy, how much is this? Do I have enough money? And she told me, it's $6. I said, what? $6? Okay, no problem.
Because back then, the police would tell you how much you have to pay as fine.
And it's a sliding scale, right?
So it's a sliding scale. So, you know, I guess versus the usual $3, it was $6 this time. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, missionaries are getting really into the trenches when they're having that discussion about the realities of what goes on there to make it through. Well, Malin, Josh, you have two daughters. You have another child on the way. And where is God leading you now? Your life is so... In some ways, I mean, you're not doing it. It's theatrical. The marvel of what God has done. But how is God leading you in this season? Possibly how you sense Him leading you in the next?
Well, I wonder if my bosses are listening to this, but, you know, currently it's been a joy of just having children the past few years, with a third on the way, and being in Hawaii around family. But, you know, I know my time here in Hawaii, I have about two more years, and after that, it's wherever the U.S. government or the U.S. Army wants to, you know, send me. So if Colonel Warner is listening to this, I'd love to be in Korea. And, you know, I'm sure it is a very high need area, especially my background. They're always looking for people to go there. But I'm also just seeing my family being there as well back in Asia. I think there's also a lot of opportunity for ministry, but also for us to grow as a family. And once again, to ride the ocean and step out in faith and see what God has in store. Through relationships and through friendship.
The Lord has really equipped you and positioned you with a gifting in connection with the gifting that you have. It just emanates from you, the heart that you have for people and the heart that you have for young people in particular. As we take our break, you do this class at the Iolani School. And I know they just love it. They keep inviting you back to teach it. For ninth graders, a class on sex education. Who could be better than Dr. Josh Vitting, an alumni, psychiatrist, who really has a heart for young people, but a man of faith. A man of great faith, he and his wife. It's a marvel to see what God can do when we step out. They'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, years ago, I would turn on the television and so would everyone else. You could turn on the TV and there was an old doctor by the name of Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and she would say, "Hello, you are on the air," and you could virtually ask her any question about sex, and it sometimes got a little, you would sort of squirm, because here's this picture of an old, very old, much older woman, and she would really field any question imaginable. Well, we're going to take it down a few notches here, but you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You say, "Danny, why in the world are you talking about Dr. Ruth?" Well, because I got Dr. Josh here in studio with us today, Dr. Josh and Malin Vitting, Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Well, how many years has it been you've been teaching, doing a sex talk at Iolani School for what? 7, 8, 9 years or so?
About at least 8 years, yeah. 8 years.
How did that all start?
So the story is, I just finished working about 3 years doing campus ministry and was helping to lead different small groups. So even in medical school, I remember I would run out of, leave school quickly, go to Iolani School, and with the help of David Masunaga, we would run a small group. And there was a guy by the name of Andrew that came up to me one day and said, "You know, Josh, for my health class, we have to talk about sex, but I know you've had some background, so can you just come in and talk?" And he was correct, where I did do quite a bit of research in sexually transmitted diseases. Then also my public health degree focused on sex, sexual trends among teenagers in the U.S. and even in Hawaii as well. So I came once, and they started... Within a year, they asked me about 8 different times to come back again and again. So, you know, you may wonder, you know, what are we talking? Why would they have me come back so many times to talk to kids about sex? And really what I talk about is how to have great sex. And we start off actually with prayer. You know, it sounds weird. You know, you lead a high school class in prayer and talk about sex. But it actually goes, it's a blast to see a bunch of teenagers just bring up their questions, and then even to go through history about what we've learned in terms of sexual habits. And here, you know, I learn quite a bit as well when I hear their questions and their concerns and things that go on. And, you know, I know there's a lot of parents listening right now, and one of the biggest things I try to point out to a lot of teenagers is that, one, realizing the love that God has for you. God created sex. He knows how to have it the best. And these are even from statistics where great marriages produce great sex lives. But also for parents to not do a talk, but really just start a conversation. I think that's one of the, whenever I ask students about, you know, how many of you have had your parents talk to you about just relationships or about sex? And usually it's about, sadly, only about 1 or 2% actually say, "Yeah, my parents have talked to me." And even to talk about values, where most, when I look at a lot of statistics, most teenagers, they don't wait till they're married because out of fear of pregnancy or infection or diseases. It's really out of what they've been taught at home. So you, the parent, have the strongest voice, even though you may not feel like it, in terms of your children's relationships and the decisions they make. And but starting the conversation, I think at a younger age than you think, you know, probably even in middle school, in terms about relationships and about intimacy. And I'm hoping it's something that goes throughout their entire lives, where you have so much to share to your children. I know it may not feel comfortable, it may be uneasy. It's just as uneasy as it is for them as well, mm-hmm. to hear it. Mm-hmm. But when you get beyond that kind of weirdness, just like if you saw Dr. Ruth talk about sex, you know, when you get beyond that weirdness, and they see your heart and your love, they'll respect the words you have. And regardless of your history, if you can even be honest about what you know was right and what was wrong, they will admire your honesty and your advice as well.
I can just imagine hearing parents saying within themselves, is there a DVD series of Dr. Josh Vitting's talks at Iolani? Wow, how they have found a gem to have you. No wonder they keep inviting you back. I mean, just the way that you're explaining. But talk a little bit of what you do. What you get? So because I just heard that it's an incredible blast. The students must just long to go to hear. What do you say?
Yeah, so we start off in prayer, and I tell them this. We're going to talk about how to have a great sex life, and
they start giggling.
At first they're giggling, kind of, this is weird. This guy's a weirdo, and you know. Mm-hmm. But then the next thing I do, which is shocking to them, I actually give them my cell phone number, and I do tell them, you know, please don't post this because I'll get many weird calls. I have enough work at work. And from there, they you know, just for to be anonymous, they text me their questions at the beginning of the session. And then I look for the comedian in the class and bring them up and just ask them a few questions. And we create a love story, you know, of what they're thinking about, how they envision their future romance or love story to be. And we kind of act it out to where they visit a foreign country and they're, you know, jogging along in this foreign country, and they end up at this party. And they meet the person of their dreams, and in the middle of this love story, some wild animal comes out of the river and ends up, you know, biting and ripping off the arm of their you know, their future spouse or, you know, partner, and then I talk to them and say, you know, what in the world was this weird, I guess, crocodile have to do with you know, your future love story? And what I tell them is that, you know, this. As a guy, the next day, you know, goes walking around this foreign area, he sees more and more people with missing limbs in their lives, and he asks them, you know, why don't you guys talk about the crocodile? And some person responds and says, in our culture, we don't talk about the crocodile; it's taboo. And I tell them, you know, it's the same way in our culture today, where we maybe use sex to advertise or push things, but we never talk about sex in a way to actually help, you know, one another. But in the next 4 years of high school and even college, you're going to walk around and see your classmates or even yourself with missing emotional parts of your life if you do, you know, this area in the wrong way. However, if you seek God out, if you surround yourself with the right spiritual and social supports, you will be a light to other people that are with missing parts of their life in this area. And from there, we go to the history, and then we, you know, take on questions, which is always interesting as well.
Well, in the evaluation session, I'm creating my own story here, too. In the evaluation session, if I were an administrator, I'd say two words. Well, it's kind of a contraction. I'd say invite them back.
And they have. And I've been at other high schools as well, and, you know, even some public schools as well. And it's always been a joy just to interact with these children, but also even to share about God's love, where so many guys struggle with issues of, you know, pornography, but so many girls also struggle with, am I beautiful enough? And sharing with them about just God has a great road and a story for your life.
Malin, the Lord brought you together in an amazing way. A woman of faith. The respect that you have for each other is very admirable, and it's a model. When it comes to living together and looking forward to what God has, what is it, Malin, in your heart that you hope for as you look into your future?
Well, I'm really just glad that God gave me, you know, a partner in a sense in ministry, like partner in where I realized that Josh has the same direction as I want to be. And I'm just looking forward to just do more adventures. Our children have traveled to Cambodia, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, many times.
All at one time in one trip as well.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're cut to. You really travel and do missions and mission scare and whatever else God has for us. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And having these children is not even a distraction. It's a blessing that they can see what we're up to and what God is up to. So, yeah, so we're excited.
Mm-hmm. They're privileged to grow up in an environment that you're providing. The atmosphere of faith must be electric for them. The expectations, I'm not talking just in a pressured way, but just the new normal, as it is, the norm that they will grow up in. As far as faith in God, just by listening to stories. Man, I would imagine what it's like to eat dinner with you and hear the stories you tell.
It usually involves Dora and, you know, those kinds of things right now. But I'm just thankful now and even in the future for our children being patient with us as well. And the first time we took them on a multi-city, multi-time zone, multi-country trip, they had quite a bit of jet lag, but I thank God for the patience for each other and even for our own children, and pray that our children will have patience with us in the future as well.
Our 3-year-old looks forward to an airplane ride.
Yeah,
all the time.
Even though she's been on about 20 already.
Malin, what's your favorite Filipino food?
Adobo.
Adobo. Well, I know what that is. And I like it too. That's Malin's favorite. How about you, Josh? What's your favorite Samoan food?
I was just going to say for Filipino would be a banana lumpia. For Samoan would be palosami. So.
Palosami. I've got great love and admiration, respect for your parents, Bernie and Falehasiu Vining. And Josh, Malin, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. It has truly been a joy.
Thank you.
And my dear friend, I hope that you rejoice by what God has done in this time with Dr. Josh and Malin Vitting. You know, there's no better time than right now. As they do, share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 96:3 says, "Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Dr. Josh and Malin Vitting. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.